This is an Eagles only 7-round mock draft from Fandemonium columnist Tommy Lawler. And I will say this about Tommy's mock drafts in the past, and I'm going to go back and I'll look at the history, but he typically gets a couple of these right.
Okay,
so let's go through who he has here. First, he has Jared Goff, Cal, number 8 overall, mm-hmm. first round pick. Javon Hargrave, South Carolina State defensive lineman, interior defensive lineman, mm-hmm. in the 3rd round. And then you go defensive end with Carl Nassib, Penn State. 2 third-round picks.
Both those defensive line prospects make a lot of sense in terms of scheme fits for this team.
Yeah, Carl Nassib just seems like if you drew up a Jim Schwartz defensive end, it's probably Carl Nassib. What's he, 6'7", 6'6", somewhere in that range. Tall, you know, big defensive end. That's a Jim Schwartz guy.
Paul Perkins, a running back from UCLA in the 4th round.
I think Paul Perkins is really interesting. I'm starting to see more and more about him. Wasn't a guy I was really familiar with early in the process, but the more you see and the more you hear about him, I think he's a really intriguing prospect at the running back position.
Very rare does the first guy make the tackle with Paul Perkins. He's very, very good at making unblocked defenders miss.
All right, in the 5th round, wide receiver Sherrone Peak from Clemson, and in UCLA, offensive lineman Kel Benenuk.
Sherrone Peak really surprised me at the Senior Bowl when we saw him, because I didn't know a lot about him going in. And just his pure speed, I forget what he ran at the combine. He may have ran like a 4.45 somewhere in that range. He's a pretty big guy, but he's got good speed. Showed some pretty good hands, and he was a guy who really stood out to me at the wide receiver position at the combine. So I like Sherrone Peak as a potential Eagles fit.
Okay, and then in the 6th round, Boston College linebacker Steven Daniels, and then in the 7th round, Texas Christian offensive lineman Hala Pulavadi Vaitai.
Very nice.
There you go. Well done.
And then Utah safety Tevin Carter.
Stick the landing.
Out the draft.
Yeah, Steven Daniels was starting middle linebacker, one of the leading tacklers for the top defense in college football in terms of numbers, and definitely one of those physical linebackers that makes sense in a wide nine scheme. You know, and we'll see how much we see wide nine, but that makes sense because he's so good against the run. And you talk about Tevin Carter, a guy, and Tommy mentioned this, his strength is his ability to come downhill and make plays against the run. He's not a great athlete, even though he was used in coverage often at Utah. His strength is his ability to be physical downhill.